What's up, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Glow Podcast, where we discuss confidence, mindset, manifestation, and so much more. My name is Mariana, and I am here to help you banish your negative thinking and limiting doubts so that you can glow in all aspects of your life. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, my beautiful friends? Welcome back to another episode of the Glow Podcast. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm saying this. It feels like years since I've recorded a podcast because just so much has happened in my life, so much has changed. So first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for all of your love and support that you've been sending me over on Instagram, and most importantly, thank you for being patient with me while I had a little bit of a podcast break. And I really appreciate that you all were still sending me messages and tips on which episodes you'd like to hear and things like that. I really love that you love the podcast, and it just makes me so happy always to read your messages. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm so happy to be back. Honestly, I was a little bit nervous because I feel like I was gone for so long, and like I said, so much has happened in my life that I don't really even know where to start. So before I start uploading like usual and uploading interviews and stuff, which I'm, by the way, really excited about, I thought I would just kind of update you a little bit. And I'm gonna do that also on my podcast channel, just, you know, to like have a fresh start, and then we can kind of like leave everything behind. You guys will be updated, I will feel like I updated you, and we can just move on to the juicy self-development, mental health, yoga topics, which, by the way, I'm so grateful for every time and every single one of you who sends me like tips or like podcast episodes you'd like me to record, because honestly, it helps me so much. So if you have a topic or a theme idea, whatever, that you'd like to hear on this podcast, then please go over to Instagram and message me there, because it helps me so much. Sometimes I'm like sitting like wanting to record a podcast, and I'm just like, oh, what do people want to hear? You know, I feel like I've said everything. But then you guys are like, no, do more manifestation, or do more veganism, or do more traveling, whatever. So let me know on Instagram, and I'll be so happy to deliver that for you. So just wanted to say that at the beginning. And now here's to the life update. I mean, when I was thinking of what I want to title this podcast, the first thing that came to my mind is The Body Keeps the Score. I don't know if you guys have heard the book or heard of the book. I listened to it as an audiobook. That's why I said heard the book. It's an amazing book about how trauma is stored in your body. And that's something that I've been really working through the past few months, because the past few months have been so traumatic for me. And the reason why I'm talking about it is absolutely not to feel like pity for myself or feel sorry for myself, but rather shed light on a topic that many people don't talk about, and that is, you know, how traumatic a situation like I was in can be for a person. Because, you know, many people don't realize that for people who are so close to someone who's so sick, how traumatic that is. And many people judge people for like having certain reactions to it when they've never experienced it. And yeah, that's why I want to talk about it, because I really believe that only by talking about these uncomfortable topics can we actually change like the stigma around them. So that is like the main theme of the podcast today, is how I'm integrating what has happened in the past 7 months or 8 months. It's been so long. And how, yeah, basically how I'm working through being grounded again and being just, you know, the best version of myself. So just like to touch on The Body Keeps the Score, I've really noticed that the trauma has like stayed in my body, and currently I'm doing like different therapies and like various massages and like relaxing techniques to slowly release that. But a way I've been noticing that is, for example, when I drive past the hospital that Axel was in here in Prague, I have a tendency to have like PTSD, like post-traumatic stress disorder, where suddenly like my palms will start sweating a lot, I will start being like super lighthearted, and it's difficult to breathe, and just like these symptoms of anxiety. And anxiety is like a big topic that I felt like so much anxiety in the past months, just because there was so much uncertainty of what will happen. And you know, I felt like I wasn't doing enough, and then this shame came up in my head, and I felt like I was the worst person ever. And it was a really challenging and transformative past few months. But this PTSD is definitely something that I've noticed and something that I'm working through with my therapist. And the reason why I'm talking about it is maybe you're going through something similar and you don't even realize how much stress your body is under. Because at the beginning, when everything was happening, I was kind of just in shock. And I was just like my functional self. I was just kind of doing the practical things that needed to be done, even though, like, obviously, like, my body was in trauma. Like, I was just frozen, but I was still doing things. And I was kind of like, everyone was like, oh, I admire how well you're taking this. And I was like, oh, thank you. Well, yeah, I'm doing my best. But actually, I was just in shock, you know, like I wasn't actually letting the emotions of it all get to me, because at the time there was just no space for that. But then when things started to get better, suddenly all of these emotions started coming back, and it was so challenging because I would have like nightmares every night. Nightmares, like horrible nightmares of like dying and death. And you know, just like being so close to death just showed me how much fear of death I actually have inside of myself, and how much I need to transform that. And just like this existential kind of crisis and question came up for me, you know, like just like really realizing how fragile life is. And yeah, just like the fear of it all really hit me a few months later. And that was really awesome that I had a therapist for that, and we really worked through that. But you know, I'm sharing this because on social media, it might appear like I just like was super strong and I did that like super well or whatever. And like, I would say I'm super strong, but I just don't want you guys to idolize anything and to think that I was just like smiling every day and just like woke up super positive. Like, absolutely not. I had a mental breakdown literally every single day of like panic attacks, like things that I haven't experienced even before, you know, like I remember like waking up at like 2 a.m. and like crying hysterically, like not knowing if Axel's gonna make it. And that was just so horrible. But now, obviously, if you follow us on Instagram, you'll know, and on YouTube, you'll know that things are great now. I mean, like, things are really good, but there's just things that I need to resolve in myself and release to really be free of them, because I feel like still this trauma has not fully been resolved. And only if you've experienced it will you understand what I'm talking about. But I believe it's important to talk about it, because social media can be so deceiving, especially now that I've been in Miss Czech Republic and I won Miss Grand, and there's just so many pictures of me smiling. And like, Instagram right now for me isn't a place to like post crying selfies, you know, and like not be real with you guys. Like, obviously you guys know that I try to be like super real on Instagram, and I like, you know, show you my daily life and stuff, but I don't show you everything. And it's just because it doesn't fit not to say the competition, but basically just, yeah, the business I'm in there. Whereas here on the podcast, you know, not everyone who follows me on Instagram will listen to this podcast. I'm really only people who I feel care for me, who care for what I want to share, who care about self-development and working through these emotions will listen to these podcasts. And that's why it's so special. It feels like a little family that we have created here. And I feel always, it feels like intimate to sit. I always sit in this like same place in like this corner, and I have a blanket over me, and I'm recording these podcasts, and it feels safe for me to share my emotions. That's why I'm sharing them here, because on Instagram I'm smiling mostly, which I am happy. I'm super happy and grateful, and I'll get to that. More of an update about Miss and everything coming later. But I just wanted to say that, you know, there are still moments during the day when I just like have to sit and breathe because of this overwhelming anxiety that I suddenly feel, which is triggered by maybe a certain smell that takes me back to October when everything was happening. You know, like the body remembers. And that's why I highly recommend you to read the book, The Body Keeps the Score, because I thought that was just so interesting and it brought so much perspective. And it helped me have a lot more compassion for myself and for what I was going through, and really not try to be so hard on myself. Like, for a long time, I was like, oh, no, you have to be taking things better. Like, stop feeling so sorry for yourself. I never felt sorry for myself, but more of like, I was just like really weak and I didn't have the capacity to do like almost anything. Like, it was so overwhelming and I was just like so rough with myself. And then I really had to take a step back and just be like, hey, I'm doing my best, you know? Just like have more compassion for myself and for the process that I was going through. So if you're in that position, or if you know of someone who's in that position or a similar one, just show them love and empathy and just do something nice for them. And, you know, don't put too much pressure on them, because it is really hard. And before it happened, I had no idea what it was like. And I thought, oh, like, if that would happen, like, I would handle it so well, blah, blah, blah. Like, we always think that, and then, like, it happens, and you're like, what the fuck just happened? So even if you think, you know, better than someone in your surroundings that's going through this, you don't, unless you've been through it. So just show them compassion. So yeah, that's what I wanted to kind of update you on, my process, on my inner process. And obviously, like, it's been super exhausting considering there was this happening on one side, and then on the other side I had Miss. So obviously, Miss Czech Republic, I mean. So obviously there was like no space for me to even relax, because every time one thing would end, the other would start, right? So that's why it also felt so overwhelming. And I felt like, you know, I'm not a type of person who can very easily like mask my emotions. Like, if I'm feeling sad, like, I'm not gonna like be like super smiley in public. And I think that was a big problem, especially at the beginning, at Miss, because I just simply didn't have the capacity to just be super excited about things, especially if we had like, I don't know, a bikini contest while Axel was laying in the hospital. I was just annoyed that I had to be there and annoyed that we're doing a bikini contest. And I'm gonna say that like fair and square right here and super honestly, and I hope it doesn't offend anyone, but I was just like annoyed that I have to do that, not because I wanted to disrespect the competition, but more of like, I've realized what true values are, and I was just like, how can I be doing this while Axel is suffering in the hospital, you know? So that was basically my biggest challenge throughout the whole thing, of having these two like polar opposites and having to kind of navigate through both of them. But ultimately, I'm super, super grateful that I stayed till the end, and that I managed to do it, and that the universe actually gave me my dream, which was to represent Czech Republic at an international competition. And universe chose the best one for me, which is Miss Grand, which is happening this year in Bali. I mean, guys, like, how much more perfect can it get? Like, Bali, really? Like, what? So yeah, we're gonna be going there in October, and I'm super excited. I'm gonna obviously be updating you a lot on my, like, my journey and how I prepare and stuff, because it's a big, big, big competition. There's gonna be like 90 girls from all over the world, and it worked out so well, because I know that you guys maybe have heard me in the past say that I wanted to go to Miss World, and I was talking about Miss World. That was because I thought that Miss World was the only like pageant that did charity, and then I actually realized that wasn't the case when I watched Miss Grand last year, and what an amazing show they had, and how much they're actually helping with their purpose is like to stop war and violence, and they've been doing so much for that. And like, I don't know if you guys ever saw Miss Grand the show, but watch the one that was happening last year, because the owner actually gave space for Miss Grand Myanmar to share like what's happening in her country. And that was so shocking for me, because there was absolutely no news coverage of what was going on in Myanmar and here in the Czech Republic. So I had no idea what's going on. And actually, thanks to this competition, I learned about their civil war, what's happening, and how I can help. So yeah, ever since then, I was like, wow, there's something special about this competition. And just the show was so incredible compared to the other competitions. And I realized like, hey, maybe this is actually a better choice for me. Also that it's an Asian competition, and I obviously want to live in Asia in the future again. So it's just overall perfect. Plus, it's not the winning position, which throughout the competition, I realized that actually I don't want to be the ultimate winner, because this is like the first runner up, the second place, which I'm going to, which actually works way better for me because, as you know me, I'm like all over the place. I love to travel. I really don't like to stay in one place, especially the Czech Republic, for a long time. And I really knew that I would only want to be in the Czech Republic until like November, and that's it. Then I'm out of here. Like, I ain't doing another winter in the cold here, because that was tough for me. Like, I had like 3 jackets on at one point and I was like still freezing. So I knew that I don't want to be here. And, you know, being like the ultimate winner, the one that goes to Miss World and the one that is like Miss Czech Republic, you have to be here, obviously, because that's like your duty to do the things here. So I actually, when we had the interviews, I told them that I think for me better is Miss Grand, and I kept saying that, and I've really fallen in love with Miss Grand International, and I'm so excited to go there. So ever since November, I had it on my vision board, and so of course it came true, because what you put on your vision board comes true, especially if you put the vision board in front of your bed and you visualize yourself being there. So that happened. So universe delivered that perfectly, and I'm so grateful. And yeah, I just think it's perfect. So I wanted to give you a little update on that. We'll be going there in October, and Axel will be going. So that's so nice. Also, my whole family will go watch the show. It's on the 25th of October. If you live in Bali or Indonesia, well, actually the final will be in Jakarta. So if you live in Indonesia or anywhere near, or if you just simply want to have a little trip to Jakarta, then definitely come and watch. I think it's going to be a really, really great show, because really their show is the best out of all of the competitions. So that's going to be super, super fun. And yeah, just this summer, I will have a summer of preparing. And I also want to start uploading regularly here on the podcast and on YouTube, and just coming back and just having fun with everything, you know. Don't stress myself out. Sometimes I have a tendency to like want everything to be like perfect, and then I have to realize like, hey, that's not realistic, because like, what is perfect? That's nothing is perfect, right? So I was kind of like scared that to come back here on the podcast, because I felt like, you know, I don't know if it's like interesting what I have to say, and that was like my big process around it. But then I had to be like, no, just chill out. Like, people love it when I just talk about, you know, even my struggles, because I've had a lot of struggles in the past month, and maybe that helps you to see that I'm really just a person, and I'm really putting myself as a priority and putting myself on the first place in terms of like self-development and really committing to releasing this trauma. And really, like, literally, guys, I booked 3 self-developmental retreats this summer. 3. Like, I'm really investing in myself here, not only time but also money, because I really believe that investing in yourself is the best thing that you can do for yourself. And the first retreat is actually already next month, and we're doing that with Axel, and it's a couples retreat. It's called When Sex Becomes Intimate. It's not like a tantra retreat, so it's not like actually like a sexual retreat. It's more of like deepening the connection and deepening real intimacy of like feeling safe with a person, and just like building that bond again. So I'm really excited about that. I can't wait to make a podcast about that later and share my insights. So yeah, I'm definitely working on myself and just bettering myself, and yeah. And I'm happy that I kind of closed a big chapter of my life. Like, 2 big things in my life happened at the same time, but they also kind of ended at the same time. Like, now Miss is done, and also Axel is healthy, and that kind of both happened in May. And now I kind of feel like, oh, okay. Whew, okay, that's great. So now I can focus on what the next thing is, you know, without having to worry like, oh, if I have to be in Berlin or if he needs anything, and you know. So I'm really happy about that. And with saying that, I also want to show you that, you know, everyone has a personal winter. Tony Robbins always says this. He calls challenging times like winters, but after winter always comes the spring and then summer. So even though it feels like there's a really, really, really challenging time in your life right now, that won't last forever. And even for me, at times it felt like, oh, when is this gonna end? But it does, you know, eventually it does end and better things come. So I just want you to know that whatever you're going through, you will do just that. You'll go through it. And life has the capacity to get better. So just remember that. Just keep repeating to yourself, yes, everything is unfolding perfectly for me. Everything is happening perfectly for me. I trust that this is exactly where I need to be. And just keep repeating those affirmations, and really it's going to make a big difference, because like I've shared multiple times in the past, the way you think makes a big difference on your life. So keep repeating and keep knowing in yourself, just know it, that hey, life has the capacity to get better. Life is getting better every single day. It is. So just believe that, know that. And with saying that, I'm going to end this little podcast about, it was kind of like a life update, kind of sharing some tips and stuff. But yeah, feel free to let me know what podcast you would like me to record. That always helps me a lot. And hopefully I'll be on here every week from now. Hopefully. I hope so. I really want to do it. I feel like finally I'm in the right headspace to do it. So I'm happy about that. So thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please leave a review and please let me know on Instagram how you liked it. And I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Glow Podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend that you think might benefit from listening to this episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next episode.